We are on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. This is after a little less than 2/3 of the Amud. The Gemara is explaining the different bavos of the Mishnah. Chutz Merishus Hamiyuchedes Lamazik. He says there's a chiyuv of Tashlumin Nezakin. Except, excluding Rishus HaMiyuchedes LaMazik, if the Nizik came into the Rishus HaMiyuchedes LaMazik, so then the Mazik is Potter. Zakt Rashi, Da'om Alei, because the Mazik tells the Nizik, Tuche Bishusi, my boy. What are you doing in my Rishus? Let's see what Rashi says. Chutz Merishus HaMiyuchedes LaMazik, Shim Nichnas, Sheir Nizik Bechotzer Hamazik Vehizikoi Sheir Hamazik Potter. So then the Baal Hasheir is Potter. You have no right to come into my Rishus. I'm not Mechuyiv to be Shomer Makom, not to be Mazik you. And then we head further Rishus HaNizik VaHamazik. Omar Rav Chizde, Omar Avimi, Chotzer HaShutvim, Chayiv Bo Al HaShem Val HaRegel. A Chotzer HaShutvim is Chayiv Al HaShem Val HaRegel. Bohochi Koma, Chutz Mirshus HaMiyuchedes LaMazik, the Potter. Excluding Mirshus HaMiyuchedes LaMazik is Potter. Urishus HaNizik VeHamazik, that's the next case, then the din is Chehizik HaVamazik, then the Mazik is Chayiv. That means Shein VeRegel is Chayiv by Achotzer HaMishutefes. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Chotzer HaShutvin Chiyev Bo HaKosuv Al HaShein V'Al HaRegel. The Torah was Machayev Shein V'Regel. Im Ochlo Behemtoi Shel Zeh Peiroisav Shel Zeh. If you have a Chotzer HaShutvin and the Behema of Reuven ate the Peiris of Shimon, Oidosa Al Kalov, Chayev, the besoda acher kerinem bei. It says, ubir bistei acher. Ubir bistei acher means that since the nizik, Shimon, has a right to hold his peiris or kelim in this chotzer, and Reuven's behema was mazik b'shem b'regel, the bistei acher kerinem bei. Now, Tan Shoyel HaBen, how does this come in? What's the similarity to Rishus HaRab? So I think perhaps, Taisus, it doesn't seem like this, but we'll see later, the Sugya speaks about what is Chotzer HaShutvim speaking about. Is Chotzer HaShutvim speaking about the Shutvim LePeiris V'loy LeShvorim, or the Shutvim LePeiris U'LeShvorim? That means as follows. There's two Eifanim of Chotzer HaShutvim. There's one Eifan that each one has a right to put his Peiris in the Chotzer, and no one has a right to bring his behemoth in. This is a Chotzer that's not miyuchet for behemis. That's one oifen how to learn Chotzer HaShutvim. There's another oifen to learn Chotzer HaShutvim. It means that they both have equal rights to bring their peiris in this Chotzer and to bring their behemis in the Chotzer. Now, I think Rashi now is learning, we'll have to see the sugya, but I think Rashi now is learning, Chotzer Ashut from Chayibo, we're speaking about, even though he has a right, not only do both have rights to put their peiros in this Chotzer, but both have rights to bring their behemoths in the Chotzer, va'af al pikein, Rav Chisda holds that this is called the Bir Bistayachel. So that, I think that is what Rashi is saying. Rashi is saying as follows. Rashi is saying, Imochlo behemtei shel ze, pei roiso shel ze, oidoso al keilo, chayef. The Bistayachel kerinim bei. So first of all, Rashi wants to say, this is called the Soda of the Nizik. The Nizik. Shimon has a right to keep his peiros here, to keep his behemoth here. And now Rashi is saying, V'loi havi kirshus harabim, Rashi is coming to tell us that even though Reuven has a right to bring his behemoth, so l'chayre, there should be a p'tur of rishus harabim. And let us just say vaguely, be'emesin, there are two inyonim by Shein Veregel. There's one inyon by Shein Veregel that you need ubir bisdei acher, that the hezek had to be in the sada of the nizik. That's one ubir bisdei acher. So if it's a chotzer ashutvim, we could hear this is called stei acher. The hezek was in the Chotzer Ashutvim. The hezek was in the Chotzer Ashutvim. We could learn that. And then, but then there's another shaila. But there's a p'tur of Rishus HaRabim. And we could say the gather of the p'tur is when the mazik has Rishus Hiluch, so then you're potter from Shein V'Regel. So Rashi is coming to be miyashiv these both in Yonim. Rashi is saying, number one, the bistei acher kerinim bei. This is considered sedei acher because the nizik Shimon has a right to keep his penis in this chotzer. V'loi havi kirshus harabim, Rashi is coming to tell us, even though it's a chotzer ha-mishutefes, and Reuven has a right to bring his behemoth in this chotzer, this is not like a rishus harabim. I think that is pshat in Rashi. We'll see as the sugya progresses. So chotzer ha-shutvim chayevo v'cholshke, that's anshein v'regel. Which where there are two tenoyim, you need bia bistayache, and there's a din that rishus harabim is potter. You don't have both of, we have both of these tenoyim. It is stayache, and it is not rishus harabim. V'chol shkein ala keren. Keren v'zicha b'chayev v'tel doisok. Da'afilu b'rishus harabim na'michayev. That means I don't have to differentiate, it doesn't have a din of Rishus HaRabim, even though the Mazik has Rishus to bring his behemoth. Now that's a Shtik Teire and Shein V'Regel. By Keren, I don't have to say a Shtik Teire. By Keren, it's Poshit that he's Chayiv, because Rishus HaRabim is also Chayiv. Udiktoni Masnisen Rishus HaNizik V'HaMazik. In the Mishnah it says, Rishus hanizik vamazik adele basrei koi. It's going further. That means chutz mirishus hamazik is potter. Then urishus hanizik vamazik kisheizik chavamazik leshalim. Bochi koma. Rishus hanizik vamazik kigoin chotzer hashutvim kshehizik chavamazik. The mazik is chayiv. That's the chiddush. Even though it's a chotzer ashutvim, afal pikein you're chayiv. de bekeren le itzach le meime, de din is, man steht sich keren es chayb, I don't need a mish to tell us this, da bershus haram, die es le schneim rishus bo nami chayb. Elo bishen ve regel koma u kemash malon de lat kirshus harabim domi. Again, it would seem that Rashi learned pshat that it's speaking about that the mazik had rishus to bring his behem in this chotza because it was a chotza hamishutefes bein leperes bein leshmorim. But afal piken, it's not like a rishus harabim. This is different than the rishus harabim. The Ptur of Rishus Haram is when everyone has Rishus to bring their payers. But if only the Mazik has Rishus, there was no Ptur of Rishus Haram. That is how Rav Chisda said Pshat in the Mishnah. So again, let us see the Loshon of the Gemara. Omar Rav Chisda, Omar Ravimi, Chotzer HaShutvim, Chayivo, Alashen, Balarego, Vahochi Koman. This is Pshat in the Mishnah. Chutz merishus hamiyuchedes lemazik depota. So before we were enumerating the different pturim, rishus anizik vahamazik, there the din is kshehizik chava mazik lishalim. The chutz hamishutefes is chayiv by shein beregel. V'rabolozer oma, and Rabolozer said, potter ala shein balaregel. Vahochi koma, and the Mishnah should be read as follows. Chutz mirshus hamiyuchedes lemazik, a rishus hamiyuchedes lemazik is potter, urishus hanizik vamazik nami potter, it's also potter. Urshehizik chava mazik lasuye keren, this is a new bove, this is going on keren. Now, let us see Rashi. Rashi explains Rabbalozo. Ulishus anizik vamazik nami potter b'shem v'regel koma. De be'inon ubir b'sdei acher. And this is not called sdei acher. Avol keren chayev v'loigora mirishus harabim. So again, Rashi would seem that we're speaking about a ptur of Rishus HaRabim. We need Sdei Acher. This is not Sdei Acher because I have Rishus to bring my Shoyer here. But Keren is Chayiv because Keren is Chayiv Rishus HaRab. Kshizik Chava Mazik. So Rishus HaNizik VaMazik. Rabbi Loza holds Yepoter. In Kshehizik Chava Mazik, Chayim L'Shalim, is Lasuyi Kerem Rabbi Lezer. The Mishum Meita, Avotonu L'Reisha, the first Mishnah says, Kshehizik Chava Mazik, Usam Tashlumei Meita. A Lasuyi Kerem, the Chayim Olay. It's coming to tell us that you're Chayim to pay by the Mazik of Kerem. The Loitonya Le'el Bahadi Arba Ovis, the first Mishnah, did not speak about the mazik of Keren, so the second Mishnah is coming to tell us the mazik of Keren is also chayiv. Zok the Gemara. Now we're speaking according to Rabbi Loza, that you're telling us the second Mishnah, Kshehizik Chava Mazik, is coming to tell us that Keren is chayiv. Honicha l'shmul. Now we hear a machloikis, the beginning of the Masechta between Rav and Shmuel, Pshat in the first Mishnah. Shmuel learned Mave Shein, Shoyer is Regel, and the Mishnah is only spoke about Shein, Regel, Eish, and Boer. That was the first Mishnah. Alba Ovis Nezikin. The Mishnah did not speak about Keren because Keren is Keren Tam and Keren Mu'at. The Mishnah is only speaking about Mu'adim Mitchilosim. That's the first Mishnah. So the first Mishnah completely ignored the Mazik of Keren. He wanted to put these four who are Mu'adim Mitchilosim. And the second Mishnah, after I say all the Tnoim, Mechshalti is Niskai,
Then I say, Kshizik Chava Mazik is coming to tell us there's another Ov of Keren. He wanted to tell us the Ov of Keren.
So according to Shmuel, so it's very good. Kshizik Chava Mazik is a new Bove. Elo Lerav, the Omar Tone Sheir, V'chol Mili De Sheir. But according to Rav, Rav learned Pshat, Mave is Odom, Shoyer is Keren Shein V'Regel, Tone Shoyer V'Chol Mili De Shoyer. So Chav HaMazik Lasuye Mais, if you're telling me that the Rishus HaMichedes HaNizik HaMazik is Potter, so what is Shehizik Chav HaMazik coming to tell us? What case are we now saying is Chayim that we did not know till now? Lasuye Mai, Lasuye Hode Tono Rabono, Abaraise, Kshehizik Chava Mazik, the Baraise says what it's coming to tell us. Lohovi, Shemachinom, Vashoyel, Noisei Socher, Vahasoicher, Shehizika Behemo, Birshuson, Tam Mishalem Chatzi Nezik, Umuid Mishalem Nezik Sholem, Nifritzo balayla oishe pertsu alistim viyotsuso vizika pota. So it's coming to tell us that a shomer is also mechuyev al niske pikdoina, and we'll see exactly how this is mevuah. So that so kshizik chava mazik is coming to tell us not only the bailim are mechuyovim if their behema was mazik, but a shomer who has a behemah of a bailim, and it was mazik, is also chayiv. So that's this, kshizik chava mazik is coming to tell us, there's a chiyuv on shomrim to their achroi for their zekis that the pekodin made. The shomer on the behemah, the mechuyiv to the achroi on these zekis. Let us see what Rashi says. Honicha lishmu, the Omar Bereish Pirkin, Mave ze Hashem, Vetone Shoyer Leragloi Umave Lishinai. So we only learned Shein and Regal, it's the Chol, Lasuye Kerem. Elo Lerav, the Omar Mave ze Oda, Vishoyer de Tone Bahadi Abovis. L'chol mili tanya means toni shoyer, v'chol mili de shoyer, lasuye mai, tam mishalm chatzi nezek, mud nezek sholem, meforish l'kamei, exactly what the case is speaking about, nifritzo koysel ba'laylo me'ileo, he's potter, ube koysel she'enei ro'ua koma, we're speaking about a koysel that one would not expect that it should break, it wasn't a wobbly kaisu, the havelay oynis. So then he's potter to pay. Fine. Let us just see one tais vistavail, ki shehizik chava mazik lasuye keren. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Lozo, it's coming to tell us that keren is chayv. The imtoima, so Taisva says, Ula Rav Chizde, according to Rav Chizde, Rav Chizde says, Kshehizik Chava Mazik is coming on Chotzer HaShutvim. Is Menole Lasuye Keren Lishmu, so how does Rav Chizde know that, according to Shmuel, so how do we know that Keren is Chayiv? The first Mishnah is speaking about Shein V'Regel. How do we know the Keren is Chayiv according to Rav Chizde? V'chol hani l'rav, and then all these other Shemachinam v'ashels that which according to Rav the Gemara said it's coming to be Marbe. According to Rav Chizde, the Kshizik Chava Mazik is going on Chotzer HaShutvim. So all these things the Tana omitted. V'oid the Baraisa diktoni Kshizik Chava Mazik. Miyata la asuye kolhani. It seems that it's miyuter, and it's coming to tell us, shemachinam vashayil,
Kasha l'Rav Chisda, according to Rav Chisda, this Kshisa Krav HaMazik is going on Chotzer HaShutve. The Yishloima, the Lidei Nami Iki Yitura. There's a other, there's another extra Nikud, an extra Bave or word in the Mishnah, Tavamotzi Lemisne, Urishus HaNizik VaMazik Chayev. Vloilisnik shehizik chavamazik. Chavamazik lishalim. She said chayiv. What's chavamazik lishalim? She said chayiv, finished. So chavamazik is coming to be marba, another case. Keren, according to Shmuel. Achkoshe, the lishmuel tikshi abarais. According to Shmuel, that according to Shmuel, the Mishnah is coming to tell us. Karen, the Baha'i says, the Mishnah is coming to tell us, Shamrim. Okay, now let us go further. Now we're going to start explaining this Baha'i. Look the Gemara. Omar Mar. Kshehizik Chav Amazik Lahavi Shoy machinam vashoyel noisei socha vahasoicha. But let us just see one thing. When the Baraisa said this, Shehiziko behemo birshu son. That we're speaking about, a shoy machinam vashoyel, the chayiv, Shehizika behema birshuson, and there Rishus Ahezek occurred. So now, this occurred in the Rishus of the Shoyel, Shehizika behema birshuson. So now the Gemara is going to try to figure out what happened birshuson. So Lochayre birshuson, we're speaking about, you only have two behemoths, Birshuson, which are worth talking about, either the behema of the mashul, which he had borrowed, and the behema of the shoyel. These are the two behemas which one will find birshuson in the rishus of the shoyel, the behema of the mashul, the behema of the shoyel. And now the Mishnah says a very vague statement, shizika behema birshuson. It was Mazik Abahema Bushuson. Who was Mazik what? So the Gemara says as follows. Ileime the Aske Tura de Mashal, the Tura de Shoyel. That's the case. We're speaking about a Shoyel had borrowed a Behema. And this Behema was Mazik Abahema Bushuson. That means the Behema that he had borrowed was Mazik his own behemoth. That's the story. Ileime da aske tura de mashal le tura de shoyl. So, and so what does it say further? It says, atam peis chatzi nezik, and amuat peis nezik shalom. So the Gemara says, leima lei, let the mashal tell the shoyl, I don't understand you. Ilu azik ba'alma. What would be the din if my borrowed shoyer would be mazik someone outside, not in your rishus? Go outside and be mazik someone. Bois l'shlumayat, you'd have to pay. You're the shoymer. You're responsible. A shoymer is responsible to see that the behemoth shouldn't be mazik. So if the behema would be go outside of the rishus and be mazik someone else, who would foot the bill? You would foot the bill because that's yuma kabo shmir on the behema. So you're responsible to make sure the behema shouldn't be mazik. Ilu azik baume bois l'shlume at hashte da aske l'ture didoch. Now it was mazik yosha boino lishlumi. I don't understand. I have to pay now. You, that's kolul in your chiyuv shmira. You borrowed my behemah, you're mechuyev to watch, and now was masik your behemah, so you're calling me up, I should pay you for it, I'm shuldig. That was your responsibility. So it can't be that the behemah of the mashul was masik the behemah of the shoy. Elo, so we have to say it the other way around. The aske tura de shoyul, the tura de mashul. It's speaking about that the shoyul's behemah was mazik the shoyer of the mashul. And that is pshat, shehiziko behemah birshuson, that means their behemah was mazik the shoulder ke behemah. Their behemah was mazik the shoulder ke behemah. He said also shver to understand. Lay malay, so let the marshal tell him, you're getting away with murder. Ilu itzik me alme. What would be the din? I made you a shoima. And what would be the din if a fremde behemah would be mazik the sher you borrowed? You'd have to pay for it. You're a shema, you're a shoyl. Ile itzig me alme, bois lishlume kule ture. So you have to pay me. You're a shoyl. A shoyl is chayev bonson. So if someone would be mazik this shoyl that was borrowed, you'd have to pay me for the shoyl. And now, your shoyl was mazik, you'll give me chatzin nezik, a good talk. Alt bailem of your shoyl, you chayev chatzin nezik, but your shoyl also. So alt shoyl, you bechuyev to pay the whole nezik. Hashte da aske, ilu itzik me yalme bois lishlume kule ture. Hashte da aske ture di doch, palgen is gude mishalmesli. So the Gemara is asking this bereise is very schwer. The bereise is speaking about a scenario that we have was mazik b'shuson, so it's either the behem of the mashal was mazik the behem of the shoyl, and then we have a problem, so the mashal should be put to pay legamri, because he's mechuyev to watch the behemah he borrowed. And if it's the behemah of the shoyl that was mazik the behem of the mashal, so then he has to give the mashal nezik sholem, he has to pay for the whole value of the hezek, he's a shoyl. Yisrael Bonson. And the Bereise says that Tam pays Chatzin Nezek. So the Gemara says, La'olam da'aske tura de mashal le'tura de shoyer. It's speaking about that the shoyer of the mashal was mazik the shoyer of the shoyer. So we asked the kasha, so why is the mashal mechuyev to pay? That's part of the shoyl's obligation to make sure that the behemah will not be mazik. V'hoche b'may askinam shekibol olav shmiras gufoy v'lo kibol olav shmiras nizokov. A very interesting case. When the shoyl went over to the marshal and asked him, I want to borrow your shoyl. He said, fine. He said, but listen one thing. I'm borrowing under one condition. I'm going to make sure nothing should happen to your shoyl, but I'm not going to be responsible if your shoyl is mazik. I'm not accepting responsibility. Adaita the hocha, I'm borrowing this shoyl. You mask him, yes or no? And the marshal said, yes, fine, I'm asking. He was masking. So the marshal was masking that, so that means like this, when it comes for that, what this shoyl will be mazik, it's not the shoyl's responsibility. It is only, it's the marshal's responsibility. So therefore, it says in the Bereise, if now this shoyer was mazik, the shoyer of the shoyer, so now the marshal is to pay tam mishalem chatzin nezik, mud mishalem nezik shalom.
Leikibal olav shmiras nezokav. So now we know pshat. He wasn't mekabel. The shoyl was not mekabel shmiras nezokav. So it says in the Baraisa that he's potter. Let's see the Taisvus and if you doubt the Madaf the Tap Taisvus, like he bought all the Shmiras Nezoka. The Im Taima for Taisvus came with the Loi Kabul Olei Pshita. So what is the Baraisa telling us? The Tam Mishalom. So he wasn't Mekabul. So who's obligated to, who's Achroi and the Maisa of the Shur? The owner, the Marshal. The Tam Mishalom Chatzi Nezik, Umud Mishalom Nezik Sholem. Yeshloima, the Salke Daitoch, one would think, the Shmiris Nezokin, the Alme Loikobel. That's pshat in the clause that was made. That means he told them, I'm not gonna watch your Shoyra if it'll be Mazik any other way. I'm not taking that's not my Achayas. Avo Aske Leture the Shoyr Gufa, but the his Shoyra law, Salke Daitach Shekibul. That means I would think, Azoi Vait. You together with the Shur, good, I understand. When you'll take it outside, you're not taking any obligations, you're not, that I'll buy. That's Kolul in the agreement. But it'd be a have, I mean, but your Shur alone, I mean, you're buying a Shur, you want me, I should be a Choy what it does with your Shur. So there'd be a have, I mean, that in this clause of Ptul, a kapodim with Masik Yosha don't want anything for me. You don't want to watch it, but don't want for me to pay. Salke Daitok Shekibo Velifta Marshal, Afazoi Vait, that they is like a Velifta, I'll take care of it, a kapodim shouldn't be Masik my share. So that's the Chiddush of the Braisa. No, he said he's not Mekabel Shmiras Nezokov that includes any Hezek whatsoever. That's the Chiddush of the Braisa. Including if it was Mazik Maisher, you also have to pay. Fine. Yehochi frekt the Gemara. Oh, so you're telling me a holokimte, it's speaking about the shoyr of the marshal was mazik, the shoyr of the shoyl, and the shoyl had spoken out, he's not being mekabel on himself any obligations to watch the shoyr of the marshal that it shouldn't be mazik, so memela, so the marshal is chayiv to pay. Fine. Ema seifa, so the Mos says, you're telling me this is pshat the barai, so let's go a little further. Nifritzo balaylo, oy shepotzu alistim, if the wall broke at night, oy shepotzu alistim, v'yotzu sov izika pota, if it went out, it was mazik is pota. Ho bayoim chayev, but bayoim is chayev. It says, by night is pota, bayoim is chayev. Holaykibul olav shmiras nezokav. He just told me that he wasn't mekabel shmiras nezokav. So why is he chayev bayoyim? Frek teshita mekabetzus. What's your problem? We're speaking about the mashal. We said the shayl is potter. The shayl said when I'm not mekabel shmiras nezokav. Fine. So now, what's the first bove? The first bove is speaking about the bashlus chayev who was mazik the shayel of the shayel. That's the first bove. So to what the bashlus chayev? Now we're saying nifritzo balaylo. If the wool broke at night, so the mashal is potter. Ha bayoyim, the mashal is chayev. What's your problem over here? The Gemara of a sudden asks that kash, oh, you just told me the shayl is potter. Sure the shayl is potter. We're talking about the marshal. Well, what's your problem over here? So, teshita mekabetza samayra de kipshat. What's the difference between bayayim and balayla? We said it broke in the middle, it fell in the middle of the night and the shayl went out and it was mazik. What's the ptur of night? The ptur of night was that the night it fell. The no one knew about it. he didn't know about it. When that was mazik, what he wanted for me, I didn't know about it. So well, that's why he's put bayoim. You see that you can see it's not pitch black. Bayoim, you see the kaisel fell. So you're mechuyev. So that only works by the shoyel who was here. So there's a difference in yoim and laila. Yoim, he sees that the kaisel broke. Laila, he didn't see that the kaisel broke. But if you think it's talking about the marshal who's in Florida, so tell me the difference. What's between yoim and laila? Yoim, he should also be potter. That means if he relied, there's a kaisel there. The marshal, that's why Nivrat Sobalaila, the marshal is potter, because he knew there was a kaisel, so he knew that his behemoth is taken care of. He knew that the shayel doesn't have any behemoth, and there's a kaisel around, so he was in Florida, nothing but to worry about. So Nivrat Sobalaila is potter. I got news for you, Behem is also potter, because in Florida he didn't know that the kaisel fell down. So if the Baraisa differentiates between Yoim Balaila, so we see that the Baraisa is not talking about the Mashal. The Baraisa is talking about the Shoyel. That the Shoyel is Chayev. So you see, Yehoshtik Teire went down the drain. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Haba Yoim Chayev. And if we're differentiating between Yoim and Laila, we're speaking about the Shail, not about the Mashal. The Shail is Chayiv. You just told me the Shail said that he's not Mekabu Shmiras Nezokim. Hochi Kama. So the Gemara says, no, this is another case. Im Kib Ololov Shmiras Nezokim. No, Alochi. Now we're talking about when the shayel was mekabel shmiras nezokov is chayev. So that's poshut. He's chayev. But nifritzo balayla. But this is the chiddush. If nifritzo balayla ishepotzu alistim v'yotzus avizika potter. That's what the Brayis is coming to tell us. That even though the shayel is chayev, but if it happened at night, or Patsu released him, so he was an onus in what had occurred, how the behemoth got out, so he was unable to watch the behemoth, then he's Potter. So the safe of the Bereis has come to tell us a different thing. A person who is obligated to watch it, if he relied on a kaisel, and the kaisel was Nifrat Shaloi B'Yidiyosai, so then he's Potter. Let us see Rashi. No Rashi. The Rashi got see Rashi before. All the Rashi's we have to see. Nifrit Sakaisa Balaila Meleo, because that's what Lemele Mashal is Shoyel, Ilu Azik Shoyri. This is the best skill set, but I'm such a skill set. Ilu Azik Shoyri, Shel Shal Otam Achel, Boisle Shlum Mele, you'd have to pay Sheresh Mirosi Alecha, Hashta, Ella the Aske, Tura the Shayla, Tura the Mashal. Uktani Hatzi Nezik, Lemele Bailem, Ilo Itzig Me'alme, Miziku Sher Shlodam Achel, Boise Shlumili Kulaniske, the Sher Chai Bonsen, Hashta the Aske. Now your share was Mazik, you're getting away with Hatzi Nezik, Bailem Daski to the Mashla to the Shoyl, Ukama Chai of Mashal is Shalom. The Mashal is Chai, Udekashalo, Chareal, Shoyel, Mutal, Shomroi, Shlo Yazik, Shekibol, Olova, Shoyel, Shmiras, Kufoi, Shlo Yazik, Henu, Acha. He was Mekabel, that'll make sure that someone shouldn't be Mazik, the Shoyel. Like Kibol, Olov, Shmiras, Nezok, Vim Yazik, Hu, Esacherim. Let us see the bottom taste of this. Kigoin shekibol olav shmiras gufoy. So the Gemara said, it's speaking about that the shoyl was mekabel olav shmiras gufoy, v'loy shmiras nisokov, and it's speaking about that the shoyl of the mashal was mazik the shoyl of the shoyl. Ifche loy motzi lemeima, so Taisa says, let us say, punfakert. Kigoin, da aske tura de shoyel le tura de mashal. That it's speaking about that the shoyel of the shoyel was mazik the shoyel of the mashal. Ul chigoin, shekibol olov shmiras nezokov, le kibol olov shmiras gufoy. That means we are making hechetimtzis. So let's say if a keltetzir, it's speaking about that the shoyer of the shoyer was mazik the shoyer of the shoyer was the shoyer of the marshal, and the shoyer had made up with the marshal that Shmiras Nezokov I'm going to take care of. I'll watch your shoyer. It shouldn't be mazik others. But I'm not responsible what happens to your shoyer. Altshaymer, I'm not responsible what happens to your shoyer. So memeile. So now, but so now his shoyer, the shoyer of the shoyer, was mazik, the shoyer of the marshal. So als the chiv of shoyel to the marshal, and I didn't take any responsibilities. But I'm a chuyiv to pay you, I'm a bala mazik. My share was mazik your share. Not als shoymer. Als mazik I'm chayiv. So let's say, so maybe that's the case. The case is that the shoyel was mekabel olav shmiras nezoko, v'loy shmiras gufoy, and the shoyer of the shoyel was mazik, the shoyer of the mash. Let's say such a case. So Taisva says, the milsa de loy shchicho. This is a modern case. This is a very modern case that a shomer should say, I'm borrowing from you, whatever happens with it, not my parsha. But I'll make sure it won't be mazik anyone else. This is a queer case. That's why the Gemara did not want to mention this. Frek Toisvis, he's saying it's queer. I'll show you enough in the Gemara that says such a thing. Ba'avol gav de behikir boi shu nakhen. Omrinon, soif perik, sher, shenogach, dalet behei, stome de milse, de loy, o, stome de milse, de loy, ozali, hu, mazik, achini, kobol alay. De oso, achino, maskilele, di day, loy, kobol alay. Amir de kizach. The Gemara says like this. It's there talking about Hashem Achinom. Hashem Achinom, got a shoyer that was a nakhen. A nakhen. He had a reputation. He was a nakhen. He's a shemachina. So the Gemara says, Amoyre de Kezach. Stom, we didn't speak out anything. So the Gemara says like this. Stom at the Milse. Everyone knew he was a nakhen. He had a reputation as a nakhen. So the shemachina, if he didn't say anything, so it's understood that he has to watch him and shouldn't be mazik others. He's a nakhen. It's something that is very easily expected. But Stomer de Milse, he wasn't mekabel shmira that another shur should be mazik this nakhen. Because since this nakhen had such a reputation that he was killing so many shvorim, it's not mestava that another shur will start up with him. So the Gemara says, without uttering a word, if you have a shoyer anakhen, that's the understood responsibility that the shame is mekabel on himself. I'll take it, it shouldn't be mazik, because this is very shriach to occur.
But it's understood, I'm not mekabel on myself that someone else will be masikim, because who would call it that this would ever occur? So you see, there is such a concept of shmiris nizaka of kibul, and shmiris guf, I like kibul. It's not a weird concept. V'yevasher anakhan, that's normal. So mamelis, I'm back with my horeh. So let's say if I kill, let us say that the shoyer of the shoyer was mazik, the shoyer of the marshal, and this shoyer was a nakhin, and shmiris gufay like kibulolov, shmiris nizokov kibulolov, mamish like the Gemara says further. So it's not weird. The Gemara says this later. If I kill, the Gemara says noch besser. You don't even have to speak out. Stop with the Musa. It's understood. So Tosfos says, that's by a shoy machino. B'shoy lo shayach l'mei mehochi. A shoy machino, I'm doing you a favor, so then we make such umdenis. Stoma de Milsa, this he was mekabel, this he wasn't mekabel. He didn't think it would occur. I'm doing you a favor, so I say that his kabbalah of shmira was limited. But a shoy lo shayach l'mei mehochi. The mistame shoyel kibul ole shmira mehule, a normal shoyel is, if he's a shoyel on it, he was mekabel shmira skufay. So memela, so that's why this would be a weird akimta. Okay. Now we're going to go back to the machloikis of Rav Chisda and Rav Eloza. We had a machloikis Rav Chisda and Rav Eloza. Chotzer Hashutvim is, so Rav Chisda said that the Sheir is Chayiv B'Shein V'Regel in a Chotzer Hashutvim, and Rav Eloza said the Sheir is Potter. And we wanted to say Pshat from the Hitas Loshen for Rashi, it seems, that the Shutvim not only in the chotzer, to keep things in the chotzer, it would seem they're also shutvim that their behemoths can use the chotzer. And that is why Rashi stressed, and we have a machloikis, Rav Chisda said, it's still not doimelushus harabim, even though the behemoth of the mazik has a right to use this chotzer. Rav Chisda holds his chayiv. Rav Eloza holds his potter. So now, the Gemara is going to go back to this machloikis. Eini, nahi bakashe an Rav Eloza. Votoni Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said over baraisa, chotzer hashutvim vahapundik. Hapundik means is a inn, a hotel. Chayiv bohen al hashein v'al haregel tiyufte de Rav Eloza. Klo? You see, achotzer hashutvim, you're chayiv an shein v'regel, this is mamish like Rav Chisda, not like Rav Eloza. Let us see Rashi. Eini, botoni Rav Yosef, ad Rav Eloza porich, we're asking a kashen Rav Eloza. V'apundik, what's apundik? Bayis godu shirigilim oichim parsanoim lolun boy. People, they live there, they rest there. Vim hizik ze eze. If one of the, so you have different people living there in this pundik. Vim hizik ze eze. Chayiv ashein veregu. Yechayiv ashein veregu. And then Rashi again says the whole pshetel, v'loi havi kirshus harabim, it's not like kirshus harabim. So it would seem from Rashi again that he had a right to bring his behemoth there. Tohil v'ne miyuchel of nei rishus harabim, v'loi s'nadorim boy. It would say, so Rashi again is speaking about l'choire, that l'choire, the owner of the behemoth had a right to bring his behemoth. But the Ptur of Rishus HaRabim we don't have, because the Ptur of Rishus HaRabim is only when everyone has Rishus to bring the Behemoth, not with only these Bailim. And then Rashi says, I think a second thing, Besod HaAcher Karinim Bei. So a Ptur of Rishus HaRabim we don't have. Besod HaAcher Kerinim Bei, and it's called that the Hezek was Besod HaAcher, Sherei Ayidei Schiru, same Dorim Shom, because those who are living there are paying Schiris. L'cheira Rashi means to say, Schiris is a Memke L'yoyme. Schiris is considered, it's mine to live. It's not called I'm living by you. Because later we're going to have in the Gemara, Moira de Kezach, if Shimon's Peres were in Levi's Chotzer, and Reuven will be Mazik Shimon's Peres, so Reuven is Potter, need Bistei Acher. The Peres have to be in the Chotzer of Shimon, not the Chotzer of Levi. Ubiya Bistei Acher. Bistei Acher means that the Peres were in the Chotzer Anisik. So Rashi said over here, if this puntik was Achnosas Oichim home, so it's not a beer bisdayach, it belongs to the Achnosas Oichim, and he's holding his peiris, that's not bisdayach. So Rashi says, no, this puntik is a place people are paying for it. So Memele, so Lacher, it's called Sheloi Ledir, it's called, it's Mai Rishus. So Memele Yechai. So we don't have a Ptur of Rishus HaRabim. It's called Stei Acher. It says in the Bereise Yechayiv, an offene Bereise, not like Abelozo. Tiyuvte the Rabbi Elozo. So Abelozo is upgefragt. Omar lecho Rabbi Elozo. So Abelozo said, V'tisbere. So you found the Bereise not like me. So Mamela, so it's Ekveld. Masnise Miloi Pligi, isn't there a Machlekes? You're true, that's true. You have a Bereise like Rav Chisde. But isn't there a Machlekes? There's a Bereise like me also. I hold there's a different Bereise. I hold like the different Bereise. Vosanye, we learned another Bereise. Arbo Klolois Hoyo Rav Shimon ben Elozo Ime ben Ezokim. Rabbi Shimon ben Elozer said four klolim, four generalities, as follows. Kol shehu rishus lenizik veloy lemazik. If you have a rishus, which is miyuchat to the nizik, the mazik has no rishus whatsoever to enter this rishus, chayiv bakoil. So chayev bakel means he's chayev to pay for everything nezek sholem afilu by keren. We'll see that Rabbi Shimon ben Elozo holds that keren tam b'rishus hanizik pays nezek sholem. Let us see what Rashi says. V'tizbere de masnise loy pligi. The leke bereise de koike bosi. There's no bereise like me. Bosanye dalet kloilus. Chayiv bakoil. Is chayiv to pay for everything. Lekamen meforish. Shafilu keren tamo. Rav Shimon Elozo holds like Rav Talfin that afilu keren tamo mishalem nezek sholem. Hoyel v'nichnas lirshusoy v'hiziko. That Rab Shimon Elozo holds that the whole tour of Keren Tamo is only b'rshus harabim. But if a share went into rishus hanizik, you pay nezik sholem. The Gemara says later, Rab Tafa makes a kalvachimif and shem v'regel. Madr Shem Verego is Potter Bishus Harabim. Is Bishus Hanizik pays Nezik Sholem, Keren Tam that pays Chatzin Nezik Bishus Harabim. Avadigiv is Bishus Hanizik and pays Nezik Sholem. So Memele, so that's Klal number one.
Bishus anizik is chayiv to pay everything. Edward bakel chayiv bakel nezik sholem. That's case number one. Case number two. Limazik v'loy lenizik. What if the rishus that the hezek occurred was the rishus amazik? Potter mikol. He's potter from everything. Tulcha b'shusi, my boy. You came into my rishus. You're complaining yet that I was mazik you. I'm not achroi for anything that happened to you if you came into my rishus. Shaloi kedin, shaloi b'shus. Zetrashi, potter mikol. The omalei tulcha b'shusi, my boy. What right does your sure have to come into my rishus? That's case number two. Case number three, loze uvilose, you have a chotzer, that is a rishus of both of them. Kigoin, chotzer hashutfim, vahabika. Two cases, a chotzer hashutfim or a bika valley. So then the din is potel bo ala shein vala rego. So he's a claw like me. That a chotzer ha-shutfim is potter and shein v'regel. You brought a baraisa. The chotzer ha-shutfim is chayv and shein v'regel. Fine. But there's another baraisa. This baraisa says it's potter and shein v'regel. And ala negichav, ala negifav, ala neshichav, ala revitzav, ala be'ito, kerem. This tam mishalem chatzi nezek. Would mishalem nezek sholem. Let us see what Rashi says. Ala shein v'rego. Now Rashi is explaining this beraisa. Deloi kerinem bei b'steyacha. This is not called the bia b'steyacha. De mashmesh yei miyuchid l'nizik. It's miyuchid for the nizik. And here I think pshat is, and here the mazik can bring in his shvorim. Aval al negicha, aval al negife, va neshiche, va revitze, va bite shem teodosev shakaren tam. Mishalem chatzi nezek, the rishus harabimu, sherei shlishneyem rishus boy. Now I'd like to just say a shtickle ha'or over here. Rashi is saying that Rashi is explaining as follows. That Keren Tam, you pay Chatzi Nezik. That means even though we had in Chotzer HaNizik, that was the first Bovet, Keren Tam pays Nezik Sholem, but a Chotzer HaShutvim, since the Mazik has Rishus, to bring his behemoth there. So l'chayre, in parentheses, this is like Rishus HaRabim. And therefore, Sheva Regulus Potter. So therefore, Keren will be Chayiv, Chatzi Nezik, not Nezik Sholem. That means even though it's the Rishus HaNizik, but it's the Rishus HaMazik also. That is l'chayre what Rashi is saying. Rashi is explaining over here why Keren Tam pays Chatzi Nezik and not Nezik Sholem, because this is equivalent to Rishus HaRabim. Why? Because the Mazik can bring his behemoth there. And this in Yesod, it seems to Rashi is the Machloikis, Rav Chizde and Rav Elazar. Rav Chizda Rashi said before, but no one else could bring the behemoth there, so it's not equivalent to Rishus HaRabim. So that is why the Tani Rav Yosef holds Yechayiv B'Shem V'Regel. And this Beraise holds that Yepata B'Shem V'Regel, because it's equivalent to Rishus HaRabim, and that is why Keren pays Chatzi Nezik and not Nezik Sholem. Now let's learn again the Rashi. So, but I think there's one word in Rashi I don't understand. Aleshein v'regel, the loikerinim bei, is potter aleshein v'regel,
the loikerinim bei bisday acher. It's not because I have rishus also to go. So it's equivalent to rishus harabim. The mash misday acher means she miyuchid lenizik. This is not miyuchid lenizik because the mazik could bring his shoil. Nice, but the word avol I don't understand. Mishum hachi, and therefore, since it's not miyuchad ladis, ala negiche val negifa val neshiche val revitza bite, shem tadoisem shekem, tamishalim chatzin nezik. Not avol, this is mishum hachi. Rashi explaining why Tam play pays chatzin nezik and not nezik shom. So it's not be, not but, it's because, therefore, so I don't understand the word avol is by mishver. It should have said umishomachi, and since it's not considered shusa nizik, karen tam peis nizik shalem. But since this is not considered shusa nizik, is therefore al negiche. So I don't understand this avol al negiche al negiva nishicha babitza babitza shem tadoshim shekaren. This time, Shalom Chatzin Nezek, the Chirishus Arabim Domi. This is not a Rishus Anizik. Sher Lishneim Rishus Boy. This is the third Bovin. So the Avol, I don't understand Lot Avoini. And let's see the fourth Bovin. What is the fourth Bovin? Loi Loze, Veloi Loze. Yet a chotzer that was loyloze veloyloze, kigoin, chotzer she'eino shel shneyem, chayevo al Hashem v'al regal al negiche v'al neshiche v'al negife v'al arvitz v'al abite, ta mishalim chatzi nezik mud mishalim nezik sholim. Zogt Rashi, loyloze veloyloze, meforish lekamei, the einoi shel shneihem, ela shel echad mehem, shel nizik, is chayibo al Hashem v'regel, nezik sholm, that's poshit, v'al anegiche, yipei chatzi nezik. So l'choyre, this bov is a stira to the first bov. The first bov we said, that keren is chayib nezik sholm b'shus anizik. And here we're saying that yichayib chatzi nezik. Lakamen porich, oton eresh, b'chotzer nizik, evo lakeren tamen, mishalim, nezik, sholim. Oba, fine, these are all four bovis, but now, rabbaloza filtais. Katoni mihis, but let's get down to brass tacks. Well, we learned in this paraisa, chotzer, hashutfim, v'abike, potabo, al hashen, v'al haregel, Vahainu ke Rabbi Lozo. That's like Rabbi Lozo. So Mamela, Rabbi Lozo said, you but a right is a baraisa like you. Fine. But there's a baraisa like me.